Throughout these last weeks, you've been listening to the story of Elijah. And at moments, it's been dramatic at times. For example, when Elijah is battling the false prophets of Baal, or when he's encountering God on Mount Horeb and listening to the still small voice of the Lord. Or even today, when he ascends into heaven on the chariots of fire. But at other times, it might seem a little bit strange. From last week, remember the story of Elijah when he's speaking to King Ahab, and as he's speaking to King Ahab, he's crouched on the ground and he puts his head between his knees. Or the other times when he's hiding by the Jordan River and ravens are feeding him meat and bread. So for me, and maybe for you, the question might arise, why are we listening to the story of Elijah? Why is the church and why has the Holy Spirit presented us with the story of Elijah? We can turn back to the gospel and see that when Jesus refers to the law and the prophets, he refers to the two most central figures that represent them. He refers to Moses and Elijah. And even Elijah during his time, he was important during the monarchy of Israel because he would call out the wicked kings for their idolatry and he'd be persecuted for it. But I think the most significant reason why Elijah is important is because of his leather belts and his hair. So, is it because he's the most stylish prophet? Not quite. But if we look at the second book of Kings, chapter 1, verse 8, listen to how the servants of the king describe him. They say, "This is a hairy man with a leather belt around his waist. It is Elijah the Tishbite." And if you hear that, maybe it will jog your memory, and several hundred years later, you recognize another man who comes by the River of Jordan wearing a garment of camel's hair and a leather girdle around his waist. That's John the Baptist. So, however, their parallels don't end there. Not only are John the Baptist and Elijah both prophets, they called out wicked kings in their time. And most importantly, they both prepared the way for a successor who would do even greater things than they would. There's four elements that are important to keep in mind. Today we hear about how Elisha, who is the successor of Elijah, received Elijah's spirit, a double portion of Elijah's spirit, by the Jordan River. Elisha would go on to cleanse a leper, to raise a child from the dead, and to multiply bread to feed a crowd of 100 men. Now, if my memory serves me correct, I recall there was another figure who received the Spirit by the Jordan River, Matthew chapter 3, verse 13, who raised a child from the dead, Matthew chapter 9, verse 23 to 25, who cleansed a leper, Matthew chapter 8, verses 2 to 4, and who multiplied bread to feed not hundreds, but thousands of people, John chapter 6, verse 9 to 14. So just as Elijah prepared the way for Elisha, so too John the Baptist prepared the way for Jesus. But these parallels don't just point to the fact that Jesus is the new Elisha. It points to something even deeper. It points to the fact that the return of Elijah would precede the coming of the Lord. The book of Malachi says, "Lo, I will send you the prophet Elijah before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes." So the fact that John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah initiates the fact that God is in their presence. So when the Israelites heard this, they would have known, they should have known that God was coming to them and not just the Messiah. But sadly, many of Jesus' contemporaries did not recognize the presence of the Lord in their midst, and they crucified the Lord of glory and neglected his salvific presence. But are we not the same? Do we fail to recognize our Lord in the gift of his Spirit in our daily lives, our Lord who wants to make us holy? Do we miss the inspirations of the Holy Spirit and neglect his sanctifying presence? Listen to what St. Faustina says about the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. She says, "My Jesus, It is truly easy to become holy. It just takes a little goodwill. If the soul is faithful to this grace from God, she can, in a short time, reach the highest levels of holiness that a created being can attain here below. The shortest road is faithfulness to the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. However, sometimes our hearts are so bogged down with such noise and distraction that we are prevented from hearing the still small voice of the Spirit who is ever sanctifying us, inspiring us, and guiding us. So today, let us recognize the signs that our Lord gives us, the inspirations of the Spirit stirring in our heart, that we may ever ascend to greater and greater heights of sanctity in the flaming chariot of the Spirit.